It's time now for another of Current State's Greening of the Great Lakes reports from AM 870's MSU Today. Greening of the Great Lakes is an occasional feature on Current State, and it's hosted by Dr. Kirk Heinze. Kirk recently attended this year's Michigan Sustainability Conference at MSU's Kellogg Center. We featured a few of his many conversations on our show. Today, Kirk speaks with state climatologist and MSU faculty member Jeff Andreessen about some of the big ideas he's tackled at this year's conference.
The theme today is looking at climatic trends in Michigan, recent and distant past, a projection of the future, best guesses of where we may be, and then sort of wrapping or integrating how might that impact agriculture? How has it and how might it in the future?
You know, the fact that this is a sustainability conference, you and I can both remember when maybe environment and agricultural interest didn't always see eye to eye. Things sure have changed, haven't they?
Well, they have, and there's one statement I use on a lot of papers and grant proposals, and it's even though technology continues to increase in capabilities, et cetera, weather and the longer-term climate still remain among the most important driving factors in our agricultural industry, regardless of that. It changes it, but it's still there, and regardless, so we have to take it into account.
From your perspective and based on your remarks, what are some of those trends that people in agriculture have to be most sensitive to?
Well, there are a couple big ones at the top. Despite the last couple of winters, which have been brutal and likely probably not going to be repeated, that's at least looking ahead. But the temperatures have been warming here, especially for the last few decades. And more so during the cool season, again, the last couple winters notwithstanding, is an exception, but also at night. So we have had some warming. Maybe the biggest trend, perhaps, is that it's getting wetter. And that's a result of both more days with rainfall and more heavy rain events. Both of those are increasing. We've had 2013 was the wettest year on record in Michigan as a state, and boy, we're not very far behind it this year. We've had some very, very heavy rain, especially in the southern part of the state over recent weeks. But the long-term trend is upward. It's been upward ever since really the Dust Bowl days of the 1930s. And it's the highest that we have on our roughly a century and a half of records. And whereas the temperature increases that we see are somewhat seasonal, more so in some seasons, especially in the winter than in the other seasons, the precipitation increases have been year-round, both summer, winter, almost all, maybe with the possible exception of the fall. But all of our seasons are getting warmer, getting wetter, sorry. So warmer and wetter is the direction we've been, especially over the last couple decades, and projected to maybe continue at least into the foreseeable future as well.
Well, I guess the good news is that wetter means water compared to our friends out in California, but it also means problems with water management and water quality as well that agricultural interests in Michigan have to be aware of.
That's very true. And again, we have to be careful what we ask for. Sometimes we get more than we want. But it's a good it's a good thing to have, as a resource. But there are challenges with that. Infrastructure is a big one. Flooding, we have had an increased incidence of heavy flooding rainfall. And, of course, to design infrastructure that will handle that, especially looking ahead in the future, is a really difficult thing to do. In an agricultural sense, there are many, many challenges ranging from, loss of fieldwork opportunities to loss of nitrogen and other applied compounds. It certainly complicates the operation and management. But again, I think most people would probably, if they have more or less, if they had to take one of the two, they would take more.
Are there some opportunities that wetter and warmer may create in terms of perhaps new crops? As you know, there's a lot going on with hops growing and hops research up in the northern part of the state. Would the climate change create some opportunities for some new kinds of agricultural enterprises?
That's an excellent question, and actually this is already happening. We are seeing significant and very noticeable changes across much of the northern U.S. And I look at Michigan, certainly it's happening here, but it's also happening in other places like the northern Great Plains. And we are seeing a shift of, crop types and cropping areas to the north. And that is a lot of its technology, better technology that will deal with this, but some of its more suitable climate. And as the climate does get warmer and wetter, we have some new opportunities. And again, we can see that in Michigan. We have crops that are planted now in the UP that were not there just 30 years ago. It's very true in places like the Red River Valley of the Northern Plains. We have corn and soybeans there that were not there 20 years ago. So there are some of these changes that the industry is already adapting to and changing. And in the big picture, if you hold everything else constant, a warmer and wetter climate is actually, for most crops, many crops, is more conducive. It's a favorable or beneficial factor. And we have research that supports that some of the increases in productivity we've seen over the last few decades, some of those are associated with improved climate. It's most of it's technology, but some of it is, again, just improved or more beneficial weather. Now, that's not to say that that's without challenges or problems. One you can think of right off the bat, besides I mentioned the flooding, but as it gets wetter, we have more problems with things like disease and have to manage that. So there's always a balance. There's some beneficial impacts usually and some detrimental or negative impacts. We have to look at the balance and try it, but it's new. Mm-hmm. And that's the key is climate is always variable or changing. And as any manager, we have to try and prepare ourselves to hedge the risk of some. And the risks change over time. And I guess that's part of what we're talking about here today.
Yeah, and speaking about what we're talking about here today, you know, again, Jeff, you and I have been around for quite a while. To have a sustainability conference that is presented by several of the leading commodity groups probably wouldn't have happened 20, 25 years ago when you're talking about issues like alternative energy, water management, nutrient management. I mean, the game has changed.
It really has. I think that's a great point, and I think realization though that well, we're in this together, and we have to look outside our own personal backyard and borders, and many people with similar issues and risks, and collectively maybe we have a better chance of dealing with those as a group or looking at other industries than we would if we were by ourselves.
Jeff, we alluded to California just a little bit earlier. We've got a couple minutes left here, but I know on a previous interview you said that there's not a whole lot that anybody can do right now with the situation in California. I mean, are there any projections that you can make, your colleagues out in California, any climatologists? I mean, is there some ray of hope?
Well, I guess long term we know that these types of events are cyclical, but it is becoming apparent as the drought continues and in some cases even intensifies in that part of the U.S. that the magnitude of this drought is something that has not been seen for a long time, probably at least for centuries, if not longer. It depends on how we look at it and how much information we have. But they're in a Mediterranean or an arid climate, and typically we just don't see any precipitation during the warm season of the year. If things change, obviously it will have to be next winter. And there is, I think, a lot of evidence to suggest that some of what has happened there is related to a sea surface temperature pass, something called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, that influences weather there. But we'll be looking for the atmospheric rivers, which you've probably heard about, the transport of moisture from the subtropics of the Pacific. That's one of the key factors in trying to solve that problem there in the cool season, especially in getting moisture up into that part of the country where it can then fall as precipitation. But no, I guess the bottom line is certainly no help in the short term. Economically, it's taking a major toll. Agriculture just can't – it has to have water. Of course, you have to add water there for the system to work, and there's limited amounts of it. So right now it's prioritizing which crops have the most value. You have perennial versus annual cropping mixtures, which is a real question. And, of course, if you've invested money in perennials, you're going to probably have to keep those alive first rather than go. So a lot of annual crops have been, not planted. And we have a lot of fallow acreage, and I suspect that we will unfortunately see more of that in the future. So it took some time to get into this situation. It likely, more likely than not, will take some time to extract ourselves. But we do know magnitude-wise that what's happening now is very unusual.
Yeah, it's amazing. The most agriculturally diverse state, California, Michigan, number two right behind it, and the differences in climate in those two states. Amazing to think about. You're right. I guess we need to count our blessings. I've been talking with Dr. Jeff Andreessen, always a great guest on this program, a welcome guest. He's the climatologist for the state of Michigan, also a member of the faculty in the MSU Department of Geography. Thanks so much, Jeff.
That was Greening of the Great Lakes host Dr. Kirk Heinze with State of Michigan climatologist and MSU faculty member Jeff Andreessen. Kirk and Jeff recently met to discuss Michigan climate trends at the annual Michigan Sustainability Conference at MSU's Kellogg Center.